Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Democrat Party. Yeah, this was great. So,
here with reaction, Deputy Chief of Staff for Policy, Homeland Security Advisor Stephen Miller. First, your reaction to Robert De Niro. I don't know. If it was me, I think I'd be hiring an attorney, and I'd be looking at suing for defamation. Number two, the master ICE tracker that they're putting on a website nationwide. Oh, that's going to make it really safe for ICE agents.
Well, Robert De Niro is a sad, bitter, broken old man who's mostly enraged because he has not made a movie worth watching in at least 30 years. Probably the longest string of flops, failures, embarrassments. This man has been degrading himself on camera with one horrific film after another for my entire adult life. And he's not taken seriously by anybody, not by his family, not by his friends, not by his community. He's a shell of a man, and everyone disregards everything he says. But let's talk about the threats to ICE officers. What we are seeing from the radical left, from the Democrat Party, is a direct frontal assault attack on federal law enforcement, on the United States Constitution, and on the bedrock principle that the federal government is the supreme law of the land, that the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. You have Democrats in New York City, for example, encouraging the rioters who are assaulting ICE officers, removing criminal aliens from their communities. You have Democrats trying to create tracking apps to tell the criminals, the fugitives, the rapists, the killers, the cartel members, where and when ICE is going to be. You have Governor Pritzker trying to get ICE out of his city to protect illegal alien monsters who are committing crimes against children, against women, instead of protecting American citizens. This is a party that has embraced full-scale insurrection against the laws of the United States. You look at that arrest in Canal Street, for example. Those nine individuals, all illegal immigrants from Africa, almost all of whom were released into the country by the Biden administration. You have among them dozens of arrests, forgery, counterfeiting, drug dealing, narcotics trafficking, assault, battery, theft, domestic violence. And Democrats are saying these illegal aliens caught and released by the Biden administration not only should stay in our country, but they'll violently attack any federal officer who tries to remove them. And then more breaking news reported out by Fox's own Bill Malusion. Three people just died in California, killed by an illegal alien on the road, driving a semi-truck that was allowed into the country, caught and released by Joe Biden, and put on the road by Gavin Newsom. How much more blood has to be spilled by Democrats, Sean, before this madness stops?
Oh, do you think this rhetoric is incitement? Do you believe that this is aiding and abetting law enforcement?
Yes, I believe it, and I know it. I talk to the ICE officers every day.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures stay from around 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in the Billings area. Clear and calm tonight with overnight lows ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And then the outlook for Friday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s in Bozeman, around 70 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
On Monday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem announced the implementation of Operation Riverwall, which will see the Coast Guard employ more than 100 boats and hundreds of personnel to better secure the Rio Grande River and further prevent illegal immigration and drug smuggling into the U.S. Speaking in Florida, Noem reflected on the progress DHS has made since President Trump took office.
Since January, the Department of Homeland Security has arrested over 480,000 criminal illegal aliens. 70% of those individuals have criminal charges against them or have been convicted of those criminal charges.
Noem pledging further.
We're not going to let individuals terrorize our streets anymore, and we're not going to let them make victims out of families that live in this country.
And adding that the efforts will continue.
We will go after them, bring them to justice, and we will save lives.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Well, I don't even know if the Schumer shutdown will be over yet and with the federal government will be open yet or not. But in less than a week, we will be broadcasting live from our nation's capital. Yeah, sponsored by Americans for Prosperity Montana. We're going to be doing a live show from Washington, D.C. right during Montana Coffee. So if you're going to be out there, you can come join us. We'll have the delegation on and more. In the meantime, we'll have the phone lines open for you right here with Montana Talks statewide, 9 to 10.
Montana Talks, uniting the Treasure State, one conversation at a time. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Kaden Bjornstedt, producer of Montana Talks. We're having a few technical issues this morning, unfortunately, so we will be running some old audio. This is from yesterday with Mr. Ryan Zinke when he was on with Aaron in studio. So have a listen as soon as my computer finishes loading it, and have a good day.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, I think we need to kind of start with a question that we actually threw to Interior Secretary Doug Burgum. We had an exclusive interview with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum on the show here last week. Great conversation. And the question that we ended up bringing up with Interior Secretary Doug Burgum is, why is this time different? What's different about this time? And it stemmed off of some great conversations that we had in Libby earlier in the week. Well, I'll tell you what, speaking of Interior Secretaries, great now to have a former Trump Interior Secretary and, of course, your Western District Congressman Ryan Zinke in the House with us here on Montana Talks. Congressman, good to see you.
Well, great to be with you. You know, it's interesting about Doug Burgum, and there's differences between the 45 and the 47. And I think the three differences that I see is, you know, number one is when they came in, they fired every inspector general across day one. And these are the same people that investigated Trump, they investigated me, and their allegations that were false, but it was lawfare. And they looked at him, and I can give you 1,000 examples. They fired. Secondly, the court's different. You know, when the 45, remember, President Trump had three Supreme Court justices during his first term, and they put in, which largely shaped the court. During 45, the court was hostile. I mean, there was not a chance we'd get any relief from an injunction from, let's say, you know, under, you know, a federal lower court ruling in Hawaii, for instance. You remember there's a Hawaiian judge way out there that said that we couldn't look at, you know, individuals from terrorist countries, and we had to allow them all in. And our policy was being thrown, at least this court, it's not conservative, but it's not hostile. And lastly, I think the team is really good. You know, Burgum is really good. He's from North Dakota. He's a business guy. You know, when I was secretary, I worked with him extensively as a governor. You know, I think that Chris Wright is really, really, really good. I think Rubio and his attention to South America and understanding the Monroe Doctrine has been a tremendous, you know, look at, you know, the Gaza Peace Treaty with Witkoff and Jared Kushner. Of the administration, both last and now, is George Kushner. I mean, he was really the force behind the NAFTA agreement, the force behind the Abraham Accords, and now with the Gaza Peace Treaty, he was front and center, you know, on behalf of the president.
it's remarkable how much this president, this team is accomplishing. I was talking with some folks in Libya here recently, and it is just hard to keep up with everything that is being done every single day by President Trump and by his administration. Well, we're going to run to a quick break here on Montana Talks. This is your chance to call in. Congressman Zinke with us here for the full hour. This is a radio town hall meeting where you can call in.
Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Yeah, Congressman Ryan Zinke in the house here for the full hour, taking your phone calls or your messages on the Montana Talks app. So, Congressman Zinke, yeah, I was in Libby last week. We went out for the Charlie Kirk event, and we did a live show from a great coffee shop right on Highway 2. And so much optimism in Libby right now because of everything you're doing and the Republicans are doing, what Trump is doing right now to make mining in America great again, make our timber industry great again. But I had lunch with a friend afterwards, and he says, we've heard it all before. We get good news, and then another administration comes in, and then there's bad news. And so I threw out the question to Doug Burgum. I said, why is this time different? Because there is a difference this time with Donald J. Trump. But he mentioned how, well, the Republican Congress is now codifying a lot of these great things that the Trump team is doing. That's the difference this time around. One of the differences.
I think you're right. I am very bullish on Libby. I think it's undervalued community. It's been hollowed out over the years. You live in a sea of trees. You can't cut one of them. There's some environmental judges that continue to harass. Nomad has moved into Libya. I think that's a great fit. There's other companies that want to because, Libya is a great place to live. And we have, the outdoor experience, great people, nice river. So I think Libya is undervalued. But I do think what we see is the House codifying what we can. Remember, we still have the Senate. Senate takes 60 votes. Reconciliation codified some of the policies, but a lot of it was rules that the Biden administration put in, and what one administration can do, another administration can undo. There's a rule process, and they're doing their part under the rules, and the House is doing our part. Although there's a lot of work to be done.
Yeah, I'm putting out a note on X right now. Hey, call into the show or message us on the Montana Talks app.
I'm looking out the window. We're in the Flathead, what a beautiful morning. And you have roots now. Yeah, now you're in the Flathead, but you have roots, long-standing roots here, right?
It's been fun. Actually, I ran into a guy at the elections office yesterday because I wanted to make sure that I'm voting in these city elections.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Former Democratic Michigan Congresswoman Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick died recently. She served in the House for 14 years, representing Detroit and serving on the Appropriations Committee. Kilpatrick led the Congressional Black Caucus in 2007 and 2008. Kilpatrick was a pivotal vote for the 2008 passage of TARP, the fiscal bailout package to ease an economic crisis. Kilpatrick voted against the initial $700 billion plan, then was one of 33 Democrats who switched their votes to pass the bill after it failed. Kilpatrick helped elevate her son, former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. She received criticism for missing votes in Congress while helping him campaign. Her son resigned as mayor and was later convicted on federal charges of bribery and racketeering. President Trump later pardoned him. Kilpatrick first ran for Congress in 1996 when her predecessor, Barbara Rose Collins, was the target of DOJ and House Ethics Committee probes. She beat Collins by 20 percentage points in the primary. Carolyn Cheeks Kilpatrick was 80 years old. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mike Rowe.
It's time for the Daybreak Ag Report from the Western Ag Network.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, President Trump continues to send shockwaves through farm country with his ongoing remarks about driving U.S. beef prices lower by importing beef out of Argentina. On Wednesday, Trump said in a post on Truth Social that cattle ranchers were benefiting from tariffs he imposed on imports, but must lower prices to help encourage American consumers to buy their beef. And afterwards, during a meeting at the White House, he even told reporters that he saved America's ranchers.
We're going to do something very quickly and easily on beef to get it down. The ranchers understand that. They're so happy for what I've done. I saved them. I don't think you'd have any beef in this country if I didn't do that.
However, not everybody agrees. NCBA Chief Executive Officer Colin Woodall says that the president's plan undercuts America's cattle producers. And like other cattle organizations, the NCBA believes the government should stay out of the cattle market and let free enterprise set prices.
What this issue really is about is cattle producers who have worked hard to gain the markets that we are seeing right now, being told by our president that we should just step back and take lower prices for our hard work. That's what this issue is about. And again, that's not acceptable. Let the markets work. We do not need government interference in the marketplace. And that's what we're seeing.
Meanwhile, the Departments of Agriculture, Interior, Health and Human Services, and even the Small Business Administration released a plan on Wednesday outlining steps to boost domestic cattle production and beef consumption. Measures like exploring expansion of grazing on federal lands, increasing payments in some livestock programs, and also enforcing compliance with voluntary product of the USA for beef. Stay with us. We'll have more Ag News right after this.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to... Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with five available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious... With multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Montana Chevy dealers.
Well, after the collection and analysis of more than 2,250 samples of wheat collected from coast to coast, the U.S. Wheat Associates has officially published the 2025 U.S. Crop Quality Report. The report provides essential and objective information to help global wheat buyers purchase the wheat that they need at the best value possible. U.S. Wheat President and CEO Mike Spear says that the report reflects not only the quality of the crop, but also the hard work and commitment of U.S. wheat farmers. Check it out for yourself at uswheat.org. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Broadcasting live across the big sky, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we should be back with you now. I was yapping like I always do at 6:06 in the morning. Kate, there you're hearing me now, right? Okay. Hopefully, send us a message on the Montana Talks app just to confirm if you're out there. Well, all right, Kate, you got me, so you should have me to you. Yeah, I was yapping like I normally do at 6:06 in the morning, and then go to the commercial break. Hey, we're not hearing you. Okay. And, yeah, apparently nothing crazy with the equipment, but it's just one of those things. Caden had the equipment on,
And for some reason, it wasn't on. So, you know, when all else fails with equipment, what do? Shut it off and then turn it back on again. Apparently, that's what he did to get it back up and running again. But maybe one of these days we'll get some modern equipment here to do a statewide radio show. Pretty comical, if you ask me. Well, not comical, but sometimes you just got to laugh at this stuff. Let's see. What was I talking about? I was talking about our radio town hall meeting that we did with Congressman Ryan Zinke from the Western Congressional District yesterday in the show. By the way, the Western Congressional District, if you guys don't know, that is Western Montana. That is basically Gallatin Valley. That is Helena is not included in the Western Congressional District. Great Falls is not included in the Western Congressional District. But basically, you do get like Cutbank and then the Blackfeet Reservation. That is included in the Western Congressional District. So, but yeah, Great Falls is not included in it. And the reason why I laugh about that is because there's a guy who is announcing a run for Congress. And I saw it in Politico's playbook here this morning. He's another one of these John Tester types where, oh, I'm a moderate. Look at me. I'm a rancher. I'm a moderate. And another fake, phony John Tester, pretend moderate type who's going to put all the phony buzzwords out there. You just watch. And another far-left liberal. But the guy doesn't even live in the Western Congressional District. I was reading the blurb, and I thought, oh, is this guy going to be – this Democrat is announcing a run for Congress. It must be a Democrat who's announcing a run for Congress against Congressman Troy Downing because he's in the Eastern Congressional District, and that's where this guy lives. No. He doesn't even live in the Western Congressional District, but he apparently is going to run for the Western Congressional District. It's just comical that the Democrats are so desperate right now to have anything, to have any seat, to have any bully pulpit to push their far left agenda. And you know, because of the way that the congressional districts were gerrymandered by the Democrats, the Eastern Congressional District is so safe Republican that you got a Democrat that lives in the Eastern District that is too chicken to even run in the Eastern District because it's such a safe Republican seat. Oh, man, you just got to laugh at this stuff. Let's see. Phone lines are open for you, 406-294-0970. I had so much fun yesterday because with Congressman Zinke joining us on the show, all the Democrat Party plants were calling into this show, and it was just hilarious. You can see the Democrats are already so desperate. They're already so desperate. Or like another word of caution to you guys would be they're already engaged. You know, I think we saw this here with the Billings school board elections. Hopefully we don't see it with the city council elections and then the mayoral races across the state. But look, you had this Billings school board meeting the other night, and a lot of our side did not show up. And the left is showing up, and the left is winning back city council races in parts of the country. And they're winning some school board races in this state when they shouldn't be. They have been such a train wreck, especially for our schools. But somebody commented on X, and they feel like our side is just sitting back, taking things for granted. That our side, so many people on our side just think, oh, well, Trump's the president. He's taking care of it all. He's fixing everything. And he is fixing so many things. But he can't do it all, and he can't do it all by himself. He's not going to come in and fix your city council. He's not going to come in and fix your school board. And, yeah, I think they're right. I think that a lot of people are just sitting back. Well, first off, it's hard to get people excited about municipal elections. It's hard to get people excited or enthusiastic about school elections. That's why they do these elections in the off year, because they don't want you to participate. They don't want you to be engaged. And then they can keep running the show here. But it was comical because yesterday on the show, Caden, you're going to have to crank me up. I'm right at the level I'm supposed to be at here. So if you need more audio from me, you guys are going to have to boost it on your end there. Have our engineer boost it. Sorry for the inside baseball for our listeners there. But it was kind of fun yesterday because Congressman Zinke promoted the town hall meeting ahead of time on the radio. And so you could tell we aren't even on the radio in Missoula until 9 o'clock in the morning. But we had all these Missoula callers, and some of them you could just tell they were just reading from a script. And it was just kind of comical. And so you had Democrat caller after Democrat plant caller calling into the town hall, which is great. Hey, call in more often. But the thing was, I ran into State Senator John Fuller at the gym. He's a great Vietnam veteran. I ran into him at the gym, and he's like, oh, I liked your town hall with the congressman today. And I said, oh, yeah, it was kind of fun because all these Democrat plants were calling in. And Fuller was like, yeah, but he had an answer for every single one of them. But then what was really fun was the Democrat plants kept filtering in to the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And we had this guy call in, if you heard it, we had this guy call in towards the end of the 9 o'clock hour. I actually called him to get him on the show because our phone lines were going a little wonky yesterday. And he was calling Republicans traitors. And I'm like, dude, you're the one, your side are the ones who allowed this country to be invaded by foreign invaders. And now you're throwing temper tantrums to try to block President Trump from deporting the foreign invaders. So tell us again who the traitors are. But yeah, to the Democrat plants out there, hey, keep calling in. It's fun hearing from you. 406-294. Plus, our site's getting a little sleepy. They're taking things for granted, so we need you to poke them in.
Protect your home with...
A message from FireSafe Montana.
With the large number of homes being built in the wildland urban interface, it is the responsibility of the homeowner to use ignition-resistant materials. Many buildings in a wildfire are burned from the roof down. Consider using a metal or asphalt roofing material. The siding of a home is subject to extremely high heat during a fire. Look into the use of stone, stucco, or cement board. Contact FireSafe Montana for more information.
This message brought to you by FireSafe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This was a great message that came in on the Montana Talks app. It came in after the show wrapped up yesterday, but it was funny. One of the Democrat plant callers that called into this show, because you know the Montana Democrats and the Soros groups, they'll put out an alert. Hey, Congressman Zinke is going to be on this radio show, and they're taking phone calls. Call in and use this script or use that talking point. And so that's what they did. It was like all these Democrat plant callers calling in, and Zinke just had the right response for every single one of them. And so it was almost comical on that point that they literally were just putting the ball on the tee. But then there's this one guy called in later on in the 9 o'clock hour, and he was just ranting and raving. He had no idea who I am, which is fine, but it was just funny because, you know, you would think if you're going to call into a show and try to criticize somebody that you might know a little bit about them. Anyway, it was funny because the guy started off when he called in and he's like, well, I don't know anything about you. Looks like maybe you were in the Navy and maybe you were a pilot. And I was like, well, I'm not a pilot. And if I was a pilot, you would know because I would have told you I was a pilot. Sorry, that's an inside joke with our pilot friends because everybody always jokes about pilots. You know, how do you spot a pilot at the bar? Well, he'll tell you. No, pilots are great. He must have been on Facebook or something and seen my photograph when I had the incredible honor of getting to fly in the back seat to fly with the Blue Angels. So he's like, well, looks like you were in the Navy and you were a pilot. No, I was not in the Navy, and I was not a pilot, but I did get to fly with the Blue Angels once. I know some of you are saying, yeah, Aaron, you've told us a million times. You don't need to keep rubbing it in. Hey, Blue Angels are going to be back next summer for the big Yellowstone International Air Show, though. That's going to be incredible. But this guy made some claim that, apparently he said something to the effect of, I don't remember the numbers, so I'm going to go with what Dave in Kalispell said here. Apparently he said something to the effect of, 1 in 54 Montanans were protesting at the No Kings rally. So this guy was trying to claim that, well, because all these Montanans were protesting at the No Kings rally, that means that Montanans don't like President Trump, which is just absurd because all you got to do is go back and look at the 2024 election results, right? But Dave in Kalispell says this. He needs to go back to school in some other country and learn math, We have 1.137 million people in Montana. There was an estimate by the lamestream media of 2,500 protesters, which is a lot, but represents one in 455 Montanans. That's a very small percentage of Montanans. That was from Dave in Kalispell. I think the numbers are higher than 2,500, though. I think, you know, if you add up Missoula and things like that. But either way, the point taken that, yeah, it is still not that big of a percentage. In fact, if you look at how many people voted for Kamala Harris, if you had all of the people that voted for Kamala Harris in Montana, in the streets, you would say, wow, that's a lot of people. There's a lot of people that voted for Kamala Harris. Well, yeah, there were a lot of people that voted for Kamala, but she still got smoked by Donald J. Trump. Anyway, into the phone lines we go. We've got Tim in Billings first up this morning. Tim, good to hear from you. What's on your mind?
Morning, Aaron. So are you telling me that the pilots are like the vegans? If you want to know, don't worry, they'll tell you.
or CrossFitters or dieters. I mean, you could give me a hard time about that one because it's like, oh, here goes Aaron talking about his Billings last diet again. It doesn't matter where we're at. It's like, oh yeah, well, I did this Billings last diet program. And yeah.
Well, I wish I was as happy about that as the reason I'm calling. I'm really not happy with some of the advice that President Trump is taking when it comes to his attacks on Thomas Massie and Rand Paul, two guys who are always railing against omnibus bills, the continuing resolutions. They've always championed the 12 individual, you know, funding bills. They are always going to be against the continuing resolutions and the omnibus bills. And as for Massie, the House already voted. The House has passed it. You know, his side's already done. You know, and for President Trump to, you know, support somebody else against him again, I just think it's a terrible look. And I think the fact that there's a lot of Republicans out there now that are saying, well, you can't criticize because we all have to come together, that is groupthink. That is exactly what has killed the Democrat Party. And, in fact, Seth Dillon, the CEO of the Babylon Bee, had a post on social media saying that exact same thing, that he's getting criticized because he's pointing out things that he doesn't like that's happening on the right. And he's getting criticized by people on the right saying, you can't do that. You know, you have to toe the party line. Sorry, that's not the Republican Party. That's not where they've gotten this huge boost in people who support their ideas and will vote for Republicans by just getting this groupthink, this hive mind, and go along with the program or get out. That's exactly what killed the Democrats. And if the Republicans want to see a sharp decline just as quickly as they saw an ascension, you just keep doing that and keep driving out all the people who, you know, don't think exactly the same as Lindsey Graham, who wants to bomb everybody that, you know, looks at him sideways.
Well, I guess I slightly disagree. I think Republicans need to stick together if they want to be successful and get things done. That's what actually helped the Democrats get things done. I think what harmed the Democrats was they just embraced a crazy radical left-wing ideology, and so that's why their party has imploded, essentially. But you know, when Nancy Pelosi was running the show, I remember we'd have folks calling in saying, man, you know what, when the Democrats have power, they sure know how to use it to get what they want across the finish line. How come our side doesn't do it? And that's what President Trump is trying to do, is to actually get things done. Now, of course, what the Democrats did is eventually what undermined them, because they embraced bad policies. So that's the real debate, which is what are the better policies to move together on. But I think your point, Republicans are largely sticking together by and large. I think, I think the reason why President Trump has been more singling out Rand Paul is because every single vote in the United States Senate is so crucial right now. And if Republicans don't stick together, you just give more opportunity for the Democrats to stand in the way of the Make America Great Again agenda.
I think this just goes back to the same type of scenario like with that George Santos. If the people of Kentucky think that Rand Paul's not going to be representative of them, they should take care of that issue. rather than attack him because of having the same stance he has consistently had his entire time in the Senate, why not say, you know, Rand and Thomas Massey, these guys are right. The 12 appropriation bills should be done individually. We need to get away from doing this. Because you know what those do? When we do these omnibus bills and these continuing resolutions, that takes and minimizes the voice of my representative and my senators because it gives more credence to the leadership position.
But then
majority,
what ends up happening is
the majority leader, the
some
House
of the same people,
leader,
but then some of the majority. Same people, some of the same people that, because, no, you're exactly right, and that's what the Republican, in fact, the House has actually gotten, you know, what the overwhelming majority of those appropriations committees bills basically across the finish line through committee. And so they've made tremendous progress. I think we're seeing more progress out of this Republican House than we've probably seen since the Gingrich era of the 90s. And so they're on track to do that. What's interesting, though, is some of the very same people who are so caught up in process and, oh, well, you know, single bills, single appropriation bills. Well, then they're the same people who bog down the appropriations process and prevent the House from getting that work done and can never unite and get a deal across the finish line. And so, and then that's why, which is then why we get to these end of the year, kick the can down the road, pieces of junk that we always get, right? So what did Trump say about Rand Paul? I guess I haven't seen anything about Rand Paul. I haven't seen anything about Rand Paul in a while now. What was the latest that triggered that?
He said he was basically, I don't recall exactly. I know he called him a little guy and he basically likened him to being the exact same as Thomas Massey and was saying that maybe he should be primaried as well is kind of what he alluded to. And I just that's just
probably because, yeah, probably because like probably because Rand Paul has been voting with the Democrats when it comes to this the CR to keep the government shutdown going.
Same position he holds every time something like this comes up. He's consistent. He doesn't waver. And if that's how the people of Kentucky want him to represent them, you know, that's up to them. And if Donald Trump wants to throw his support behind somebody else instead of probably lose in Kentucky, rather than you know, say, hey Rand, how do we get the 12 appropriations built across the line individually?
I think that's what everybody's already working on. Especially under Speaker Mike Johnson, they're having tremendous progress on it. So, yeah, I think people get so caught up in the process instead of just getting the freaking job done.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I think Virginia is a blue state because 90% of Northern Virginia are all people in the bureaucracy that work in Washington, D.C. In New Jersey, Jack Chitterelli, Donald Trump did weigh in on this, taken to Truth Social, touting that Chitterelli is doing very well in the polls, urged his supporters in the Garden State to go vote for Jack Chitterelli. He will not let you down. And I do know that there are national Republicans. Now, I will tell you that behind the scenes, panic has set in both New Jersey and the Commonwealth of Virginia. And the Democratic DNC, they are pouring millions of dollars into both races in the final weeks of this campaign, because they are on ropes, they see the polling, and they know it's much closer than it should be.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
There's a reason I'm so proud of our partnership with Pure Talk, my wireless company, a veteran-owned company, because they don't just talk the talk, they walk the walk when it comes to supporting our vets. It's a veteran-owned company. This month, Pure Talk is choosing to support Canines for Warriors. Now, this is an incredible organization that rescues and trains dogs, pairs them with veterans that are struggling, for example, with PTSD. Canines for Warriors gives these heroes a purpose. It gives them companionship and healing. That's exactly why Pure Talk, a veteran-led company, supports them. Now, choose a wireless company that shares your values. Remember, you're going to get unlimited talk and text and plenty of data, $25 a month. Average family saves over $1,000 a year. You get the exact same service as the big carriers, same cell tower, same 5G network. Just dial #250, say the keyword save now, and make the switch. #250, keyword save now, switch today to America's wireless company, Pure Talk.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With lots of sunshine across the area for today, high temperatures stay from around 60 in Bozeman to the upper 60s in the Billings area. Clear and calm tonight with overnight lows ranging from the mid-30s to around 40. And then the outlook for Friday does call for more sunshine with high temperatures in the mid-60s in Bozeman, around 70 in Billings. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, we have been covering so many of the big news stories of the day here this week on Montana Talks, but you got to go back and listen to a great conversation we had all the way from Israel. She used to work for the Montana Farm Bureau here in the state, and then she went back to Israel. She's been there for the entire 2 years they've been at war. She was there when the hostages were returned home, and she talked about the love for America, the love for President Trump. Check out that full audio and more. Go to MontanaTalks.com or get it on the Montana Talks app.
Hi, I'm
from Mondekistan to the Flathead. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see what we want to talk about. 406-294-0974. Messages on the Montana Talks app. I think we're a little short on time here, but if you call in right now, you can listen to get on before we run out of time. This hour of the show, pretty wide open over here all morning long to take your phone calls. Let's see. Eric Trump. Let me just go there. Eric Trump, President Trump's son, Eric Trump. I think he's the VP of the Trump Organization. He's got a new book out, Under Siege. And actually, I started listening to it. I got, I think, over halfway through it for the drive to Great Falls over the weekend. And a great book. Really fun to listen to it because you learn more about the Trump family. And you realize why they are as successful as they are. Not just why they are as successful as they are, but why, you know, you think about it. Here's this very rich, successful New Yorker in Donald Trump. And his kids are successful. And New Yorkers, Florida now, essentially. Why are they still also so down to earth? Why do they connect with working class Americans? It's because Donald Trump grew up with a respect for the workers who and a love for the workers who were, you know, working with him and his family to build New York. And it was interesting, too, because Eric Trump was also in this book. He was talking about how, you know, both he and his brother had worked in construction. They worked in the family businesses when they were kids and when they were growing up. And there was one point where, you know, they were only getting paid $4 an hour to work for the family business because the family expected them to work, right? And he finally went to his mom and said, well, hey, can we get a raise? Can we get $6 an hour instead of $4 an hour? And I think the mom said, well, okay, I'll give you a raise. And he says, well, how come you didn't pay us that to begin with? And she's like, well, you never asked. And it was like this idea that part of the lesson that she wanted to teach these guys is if you want something, you better ask for it. If you want a raise, you got to go ask for it. You got to man up and you got to buck up and you got to go to your employer. You got to go to your boss and say, hey, here's what I want. Here's what I need. And here's why I feel like I deserve it. Anyway, it was just cool hearing that more human side of Team Trump. I see that Eric Trump was on with Laura Ingraham last night, weighing in on the news of the day, covering the whole gamut. Let's see what he had to say with Laura Ingraham last night.
Here to respond, Eric Trump, Trump Organization Executive Vice President, author of the new number one bestseller, Under Siege, My Family's Fight to Save Our Nation. Congrats on the number one, Eric. This is wild, okay? They are planning. They're not planning about how to grow the economy or to stop crime or, you know, do all the things for the inner city. They're planning defiance.
Of course they are, Laura. They're not serious people. I mean, look at your clip that you just played 2 seconds ago. They're dressed up like frogs. They're dressed up like dragons. They're walking around. They're in tutus. They're in yellow shirts. They're dancing like clowns right there. I mean, the other clip is even better, where they're literally in costumes. They look like they're in Disney World. These aren't serious people. Let me tell you who's serious. My father is serious. He wants to clean up the streets of this country. He wants no crime. He wants the lowest taxes. He wants the best energy independence. He wants peace around the world, as you got in the Middle East last week. He wants peace between Russia and Ukraine. He wanted peace between India and Pakistan, which he got. He wants the greatest economy ever. He wants inflation all the way down, which has already come all the way down. He wants the lowest interest rate so people can actually buy and afford homes. He wants to fund the police. He wants to have the greatest military in the history of the world. He wants America to be respected. He doesn't want Washington, D.C. to be the murder capital of this country, or Chicago, by that matter, which has both been Democrat-controlled cities for the last 100 years. My father wants great things, including making an incredible ballroom at the White House, right? And all of these people want to do is be anarchists, you know, they want to do anything they can because they literally have no leadership, they have no message, they have no platform. They lost in the most embarrassing way when they not only lost the popular vote, they lost every single swing state. Our nation went to the right, including Miami-Dade, by the way, which was lost for the first time in 37 years by these people and by 11 points.
Yeah, speaking of the goofball costumes that they were wearing at their No Kings protest, it's one thing if they do it in Chicago or New York or Portland or Missoula. They did it in Polebridge, Montana. I mean, for Pete's sake.
From the mattress firms.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
KBUL.